We're doing Mishlei. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter. Shlomo Melech says, Shimu vanim musarav v'akshivu ladat bina. Shlomo Melech says, listen, children, to the guidance of your father. Baruanu. Stop nagging me. I don't feel like it. And why are you telling me all this? And what do you have to say anyways? Tells Shlomo HaMelech, Shimu. Listen. Sometimes we don't even want to hear. Sometimes we're not even willing to even hear what it has to say. We all have those times where don't tell me what the Torah has to say about this. I got an email the other day. A couple wants to perform an abortion because of A, B, C, and D. What's the halacha? Never met these people before in my life. Don't know who they are. Don't know anything. I understood from the email where what part of the world they were from. So I contacted that place and you can't answer a shaila. First of all, abortions are prohibited. But you have to know who you're talking to because not everyone that asks the question wants to hear the answer. So I called the Rav of that town where they came from and I said to him, look, I was approached with a certain story. I can't go into details, but what do you know about the couple that you could share with me? So he doesn't want to tell me anything and I can't tell him anything. And you know how these conversations go backwards and forwards until it became clear that he knew about this too. They had asked him, and to make a long story short, they didn't want to hear what he had to say. They wanted to hear one answer. Shim'u vanim, Shlomo HaMelech says, step number one is listen to what he has to say. The Targum very often translates the word Shema in one of three ways. The word Shema could mean to listen, to actually hear, to what that which is audible. The word Shema could mean to understand. And the word Shema could also mean to obey. Shlomo HaMelech is not saying obey, says the Targum. The Targum over here translates Shimu as Shema. Just listen, just hear the words. Because all two of them, we're not even interested in hearing what the Torah has to say. And step number one, says Shlomo HaMelech, is listen. V'akshivu ladat bina. And then obey that which makes sense. How many times don't we want to hear because we're scared of what they're going to tell us? I don't want to tell my parents what I'm thinking of doing. They might tell me not to play with firecrackers. How many kids lose their fingers? How many kids get killed every year here in Israel from firecrackers? But if I tell them, they might tell me not to do it, and then it might actually make sense. And that's the next step. V'akshivu ladat bina. Ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. Shlomo HaMelech saying in the name of Hashem, I've given you a good teaching, do not leave my Torah, says the Gemara about this pasuk. What does it mean, ki lekach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'azovu? The way of the world is, if someone is selling something, when he sells it, so he is saddened that he sold it, and the one that buys it is happy that he bought it. So you ask yourself, wait a second, what'd you open the pizza store for if not to sell pizza? You're sad someone bought your pizza, you're happy someone bought your pizza. What'd you open your store for if not because you wanted to sell things? You have 500 refrigerators in your storage room. You want to get rid of them. Who's sad when he sells it? Rav Soloveitchik explained this pasuk. I heard this pshat from Rav Schwartz in the name of Rav Soloveitchik just yesterday. This isn't talking about, the Gemara is not talking about a person that's selling refrigerators and he's got 500 in the storage room. That's not what we're talking about. What's being sold here is something that is not mass-produced. What's being sold here is his mother's wedding ring. What's being sold here is the painting that's been in the family for 500 years. And when a person comes to sell something like that, he's like, I don't want to let go. Do I, don't I? Hashem is telling us about the Torah. When a person comes to sell his mother's wedding ring, why doesn't he want to sell it? Because there's a part of him in that ring. When he doesn't want to sell the house he grew up in, when he doesn't want to sell the painting that's been in the family for 500 years, there's a part of me in that. I don't want to sell that. Ki lekach tov natati lechem. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem was giving us a part of Him. Hashem put godliness down on earth. Hashem gave us a way of life that we couldn't have attained on our own. There's no other way of doing it. Hashem said, I'm telling you the balanced way of life. But Hashem gave us godliness. Hashem gave us a part of Him in the Torah. And even so, Torati al ta'azovu, God says, don't let go. I'm giving you something good. Usually a guy who sells something that's a part of him, he's hoping that he'll be able to buy it back and you're going to want to get rid of it. Not with Hashem in the Torah. Hashem says the exact opposite. I gave you something good. Believe me, it's good for you. Ki lekach tov natati lachem. Torati al ta'azovu. So Hashem says, don't let go of my way of life. Torati, the Targum over here, translates not as my Torah, but rather as nimosi, my way of life. I've given you a way of life. Lekach tov. Lekach tov. I've given you a good teaching. Kiven hayiti leavi rach v'yachid lifnei imi. Shlomo HaMelech says, you look at the Torah and you say, it's not a good teaching. I could have a better life without the Torah. What do you mean? I want to work on Shabbos. I want to be promiscuous. You know, the Quakers have, you guys heard of the Quakers, the Amish? So they have a period from like 15 to 18 where the kids could go out and be wild and do whatever they want. And then they have to decide whether they want to adopt Quaker lifestyle or not. After they have this period of being wild, they say a teenager needs the time to let out his hormones, do whatever he wants. And afterwards they come back to the village and then they have to ask to be accepted. They have to, after they've tasted the free life. Most do. Most choose to come back.
With other kids from that.
I don't know. So Shlomo HaMelech says, at first glance you look at the Torah and you say, what do I want that for? Bochel mishpechotav, the Talmud says, the Pasuk describes the people weeping over their families. What were they weeping about? They were saying, hey, life was easier before we had a Torah. You could pick up a girl in the marketplace. Now, bochel mishpechotav, the Torah suddenly gives me a familial structure. I can't have a life the way I wanted it before. I can't marry whoever I want. I can't be with whoever I want. And over that, they wept. They weren't too happy. Tells us Shlomo HaMelech, although when you look at the Torah at first glance, it seems constricting. I want to tell you, V'nayiti la'avi, I was my father's chosen son. Rach v'yachid lifnei imi, I was the cherished, the apple of my mother's eye. I was the one that they pampered. I was the baby, the prized child. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech came after Bathsheba lost a child. So the child that comes after a parent loses a child, that child very often gets special treatment. Shlomo HaMelech says, I was rach v'yachid, I was like an only son to my mother. Vayoreini vayomer li, and my father taught me, he said to me, yitmoch dvarai libecha, let my words support your heart. Meaning, no one's going to think my father didn't love me. And my father told me to do this. He didn't mean it for my bad. I don't mean it for your bad either. Shlomo HaMelech could say, trust me. I don't mean to say anything that's bad for you. But instead, Shlomo HaMelech is proving it by who told me. He doesn't want to say, you know, I mean for your benefit, right? No one likes to listen to someone who tells you how much he means for your benefit. So Shlomo HaMelech does one better. He says, I'll tell you the one who taught me how he meant for my benefit. It was my father, and he cherished me. Vayoreini, vayomer li, yitmoch devarai, libecha, shemo mitzvotai, vechye. And my father told me, all the things I'm telling you now, I learned from my father David, and he told me, listen to what I'm saying, if you watch over my mitzvot, the things I'm telling you Hashem taught us, vechye. What does vechye mean? The simple reading is, and you will live. The Netziv writes on vayiyu chayei sarah, that the word chayim not only means life, The word chayim can also mean a happy life. A happy life. Simcha. So it could be that Shmo Mitzvotai V'chyei over here is referring to living a good life. It's not just having a pulse.
As opposed to
you're alive.
No, like the word.
The word cha-
as opposed to instead of saying
instead
of
you say you live with that same
yeah. Live is supposed to die or live is in
what's the synonym
type? I don't know. That's you're right. So sometimes a word can have dual meaning and I don't know. Sometimes it means this, sometimes it means that. Over here, it fits if it means that. Kine chokhma, kine vinah, al tishkach ve'al teit, meim refi. Acquire the wisdom and understanding. Very often when we approach Torah, we're dabbling. This is interesting, that's interesting. You know, it's like walking through a store and smelling the different perfumes. It's very nice. I leave everything in the store. I walk out, I smell a little bit better, but I didn't buy anything. Shlomo HaMelech says, acquire the wisdom. Acquiring wisdom requires work. You know, it requires taking notes, requires reviewing. Shlomo HaMelech says, I want you to acquire the wisdom and the understanding. It should be by you. It should be something you have a grasp on. Al tishkach ve'al teit meim refi. Don't forget and don't veer off the path that I'm teaching you. It's very easy, once you've veered off, to keep going in the wrong direction. The question is, when will you realize you're in the wrong direction? Well, if you're not in line, if you don't know what the Torah wants of you, then the easiest thing is to go off the path. Shlomo HaMelech therefore says, you have to acquire it. We always say, there has to be a Seder in Halacha that you're constantly reviewing. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hayadim, there has to be something which you could stay with, which you could constantly review, so that you know that you're doing things that are right. It should be the daily laws, should be the laws of Shabbos, should be the laws of Yom Tov. A person has to know, he's in good habits. I always marvel at the children who grow up in a home that's a Torah home, that their habits are what we have to learn. We spend our time, and after learning, suddenly we come across a Mishnah Brura that says you should do A or B or C. For them, it's a given. That's what they grew up with. They already acquired it. It's theirs. For us, we have to acquire it. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Knei chokhma, acquire it. Make it yours, and then you won't. Your next job is not to forget it and not to veer off the path that you've learned. Al tazvea v'tishmereheka, ehaveha v'titzereka." Don't leave it, and it will watch over you. If you don't leave the Torah, then it's a relationship that goes back and forth. The Torah helps a person to make wise choices, as we see throughout Mishlei. There's practical advice in the Torah too. Al ta'azveh v'tishmereka. Don't leave the Torah, it will watch over you. Ehaveha. Love the Torah v'titzereka, and it will protect you. And here we see 2 points in the Pasuk. One is, don't leave it. Don't forsake it. Don't let go. Sometimes in life, that's hard enough. Sometimes there are all kinds of temptations out there. I got an email from a guy here. He learned here many years ago. And he writes to me, wish me mazal tov. I got engaged. I know you're not going to be too happy with the girl. She's not Jewish. But she has many other redeeming qualities. What can I write back? What am I supposed to say? But the truth is that Hashem puts people in situations where there is that temptation to turn one's back on everything. Al tazveha. And it's interesting, we have a Rashi, which if you read Pashut Pshat in Rashi, Rashi says it about Reuven. It says, Yaakov, when he rebuked Reuven at the end of his life, he said, I didn't rebuke you earlier because I was scared you'd turn your back and go and join Esau. Sometimes it's not easy to live up to the Torah, and sometimes it's not easy to face what the Torah has to tell us. And sometimes a person wants to make an about face. So the first thing is, Shlomo HaMelech says, don't leave. Hold on tight. Don't leave. V'tishmereka, and you'll see it pays off. It's going to watch over you ultimately. The next step is a totally different level. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ehaveha, You have a guy who's learning Torah and he doesn't like it. It's bitter. We have in our parasha. They came to Marah and everything was bitter. Kimarim him, because the Jewish people were bitter. When you have a bitter person, so everything he tastes, everything's bitter. He's got a bitter taste in his mouth. You ever tried chewing on garlic and then eating anything? Anything he tastes like garlic. You got to wait a long time till you get the taste out of your mouth. Shlomo HaMelech says there's an attitude, Ehaveha, love the Torah. And then it's a different level. Then the Tzitzerekite will protect you. But these are things that a person has to work on. Meaning it's not always easy to love the Torah. So step one, don't leave it. Step two is to work on loving it. And there are tools to use to get there. A person should find areas of Torah that resonate with him. A person should learn Medrash. A person has to learn a lot of things. A person should find a Rebbe who he could build a relationship with. But a person has to know that this has to be one of his goals. To reach a point where Ehaveh, he will love the Torah. Laila Torah.